the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio app through your phone, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you for being so consistent. And I am always praying that you are receiving more inspiration, motivation to be ever more disciplined in doing your own daily due diligence and consecrating your body temple through purification at the cellular level so that you are clearing and cleansing and reversing any issues that may have already started crystallizing in your tissues so that we each are able to walk in the fullness of the ones that we be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It beats our hearts and it breathes us. And I'm the one to remind us that we are so absolutely blessed with each and every breath and with every beat of our heart, with every step that we've made, for every heart that is opened up to us, every hand that is extended and lifted us. And now is our time to be very consistent in our asking, knocking, seeking, applying ourselves so that we are standing on behalf of the wholeness of existence itself in our care to be rightly responding to the state of crisis and emergency that we are experiencing globally. And there being an initiative to make sure that we are helpless and hopeless and sick and ill and diseased and discouraged and dysfunctional and dwelling in the valley of the shadow of death. We're in a now moment that requires us to remember and to be consistently mindful of the fact that we are on a planet that is 80% water spinning in space. 80% water spinning in space. That we're already in heaven. And that the fact that we exist is miraculous and phenomenal. And the fact that we have always existed, the planet has been here for millions and millions of years with the sun and all the other planets that we are in this cosmic dance with. I'm just saying we need to really keep our eye focused on the absolute reality, because everything else that you spend so much time considering and contemplating and focusing on is temporal. It's temporary. It's situational and circumstantial. And to know that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, regardless of how dysfunctional we have already been, but we can make up our minds to be righted and to be rightly aligned with the intelligence of our own beings. We're in a now moment that requires us to care enough to be willing to do whatever it takes so that we are laying foundation for literally rising as opposed to dying. To come to a point and place where it really truly matters to us. The quality of life that we're living, the quality of legacy that we would be leaving, and that we will leave as living beings as opposed to suffocating in these body temples steeped with so much toxicity and poison and maggots and worms and parasites and bacteria and viruses and whatnot that you are literally suffocated in that body temple. The spirits that we are in these bodies, the spirit is charged upon the blood. And we have been socialized to be careless with ourselves, socialized to be in a place of contentment in being out of alignment with the intelligence of our own beings. acting as if we have no duty, obligation, and responsibility to be supremely intelligent as a result of being animated, enlivened, and divinely designed by an absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not, and we are all immersed in the reality of its presence that you all call air. We're in a now moment that requires us to really get a grip on ourselves, our appetites, our desires, our passions, and our lusts and whatnot, so that we are able to truly graduate the class of Earth residency with flying colors, having mastered ourselves, having come to a point and place where we weeded wrong out of our energy, out of our choices, out of our mindset, that right and light and love became our passion and our obsession. As duty, obligation, and responsibility as the children of that which you all refer to as God. In this now moment of eternity, humanity and humankind, our lives lay in the balance as a result of not understanding the inherent purpose in being upon the planet. And to be careless with ourselves to the degree to which we are trying to dress up in other people's agendas and missions that are still not harmonized within the purposes of existence itself. There is only really one purpose in existence, and that's to exalt a full life urge to the degree to which we are truly self-actualizing, self-realizing, tapping and cultivating our generational wealth, our talents, skills, and abilities, so that we, as individuals, as families, as communities, as nations, as a global populace, are creating heaven on earth, a place where there is peace and poise and harmony, because the truth of us is being exalted. The oneness of existence is that which all governments and religions and everything supports, the oneness in existence, and our coming to that place and space where we realize that life is our true religion, and breath is the real God. And we all have it as our gift. Being socialized under systems that have us where we do not value ourselves is a wicked system. Being influenced to be glib about dying without even considering what death truly is and how long you will really be dead in the realm of eternity has put us in a place where we are seriously careless. And we cannot truly be loving and fulfill the requirements of what it is to be human without knowing how to be loving. Because love is that which is the harmony of existence. It is law. Everything is the evidence of the love that the intelligence of existence has for itself in the manifestation, in the womb manifestation of each and every one of us and everything and every being. We're in a now moment where we should really just bathe in the thought of the sacredness and the divinity of existence itself. And in that thought, you are ever more appreciative of those ones that you have children with, those who are the progenitor of the lineages, the fathers, the husbands, and those who are the perpetuator of the lineages, the mothers, and the wives. and to know that under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, the intention is to make sure that our relationships are dysfunctioning so that we are not able to experience the power and the glory or the peace or the prosperity or the potency of what it is to be harmonized as a single I, as the Godhead, male and female, harmonized within the love of the laws of being, consciously doing that which is truly cellularly optimizing, liberating, so that we are able to create through the clarity of our vision, the singleness of purpose, to be a beneficent, to benefit and bless everything and everybody with our own talents, skills, abilities, our actions, and in all of our activities. We have the responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in our now moment. And in our now moment, because we are immersed in a sea and pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease, then duty, obligation, and responsibility is to clear, cleanse, and purify the body temple so that you are restoring your health and your wellness as foundation for how you respect the gift that you've been given as life itself, how you respect the divinity of your being, having an understanding and an understanding that we are immersed in eternity and every atom and every cell of our being should be regenerating. And knowing that duty, obligation, and responsibility in knowing how to live, not being careless about dying, but knowing literally how to live, exalting a full life's urge, honoring the lineages that we represent, bringing forth the greatness of the ones that we are through our own care, through our own love, through our own activities, our talents, skills, and abilities being shaped by our commitment to life itself, so that everything we do benefits as opposed to undermining, creating more divisiveness and chaos and warfare and pain and shame and disdain and guilt and dysfunction. That is the work of that force that we refer to as Satan, Lucifer, and the devil. This is how we are able to distinguish the works. It says, you know, the tree by the fruit that it bears. And so those ones who are consistently creating more illness, sickness, and disease as industry, then understand that we do not have to serve it. And when you are in service to the forces of divisiveness and war and all of this, then understand that your life will never yield the fullness of your joy, your happiness, or your prosperity, and at the end of it, you may not have much of yourself left. And when we take account and realize that we have been gifted with ourselves as our gift in life, there is nothing that can justify why it is that we would undermine ourselves and ourselves to have things that can be burned up and destroyed at any given point in time, that will rust and deteriorate. But we respect these things more than we respect our body temples. We have to really rethink it all. Come to a point where it matters. And the older you are, the more it should matter, because you are preparing to leave. Or you are on the path of death, and death is claiming you. And we have to be serious about it. And we can look at television and laugh and play and sports and be all distracted about what life is really here, or what we're here to do in our living with our lives. But if we will not affirm and declare our intent to be cleared from our violations, no matter how far they go back, to accept the responsibility of forgiving, releasing, to spiritually bathe in the light of the giftedness and the blessedness of your being, to really consider it, contemplate it, meditate it, and really give thanks for it. And some people, it's like they can't be happy unless they have new things. And this is part of what the Christmas and all of that does. It puts our children in a place and space where they think that your love of them is based upon what you buy for them. You understand? They always got to have new toys, and toys are things that end up getting broken up and cast aside. You understand? So I'm just saying, we have to come to a point and place where we realize that we are here to create beings, to be the progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people, that our humanity, our right alignment with duty is the only way to fulfill destiny. But these people have us in a place where we think being out of alignment and being in inebriation, intoxication, violation, that it's fun. It's fun to be killing yourself. You got to die from something, so I'm going to enjoy killing myself. I'm going to enjoy dying, really? We have to acknowledge stupidity for being exactly what it is, stupid. You understand? Stupidity. It's kind of like niggerdom. Loving being out of order and being wrong. You understand? And being faced with the consequences of your own pain and suffering and disdain and all of this, but then you don't want to be corrected. But you're suffering. And complaining. When you could be rejoicing in the blessedness of your being, why would you choose death when you have already been given eternal life? Well, I don't want to live eternally anyway. That's because you ain't living. And that death that you all are in, yes, you want to enter it because it's suffering, it's pain. You understand? You can't find no peace and no glory in it. And I'm saying you can change this frequency of energy by caring to be cleared and cleansed and purified, because you are so blessed to have access to absolutely everything that you need. And it does not cost an arm and a leg for us to be whole. And those ones who are making and bringing their gifts, should be their gifts, to you and charging you tens of thousands of dollars for it, these people, I mean, that is not God at work. You understand? And those ones who want to feel privileged that you can afford to spend tens of thousands of dollars to go through a weekend retreat where you get cussed out and all of this with these ones and ones. You understand? And everybody is still trying to get you to the same point where you take responsibility for your life. You don't have to pay tens of thousands of dollars to get support in taking responsibility for your life. Caring to live in love, rejoicing in the gift that you've been given, doing everything you possibly can to be whole. You understand? So when you were under, and we are under, a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, then our first line of defense is to be able to exalt a full life urge and do nothing to undermine ourselves, and to do everything we possibly can to clear ourselves from the violation, from the trepidation, from the fear, from the helplessness, the hopelessness, the lack, and all of that which has divided you from being in the integrity of who you are as a child of God. Because God's way does not bring you pain and suffering and lack and all of that. That's not God's way. That's the devil's way. And that's why it says the wages of sin is death. You understand? But they say, oh, well, everybody's sinful. You was born in sin. You understand? You can't be anything other than sinful. Stop following the liars. These people are liars. have a wholehearted commitment to absolute truth, then you do not fall for the lies because you can see through them. You got liars on the television. You got liars in the media. You got liars everywhere. You understand, those who are misrepresenting, they act as if they know. It's like the professionals and the professors. They're professing a thing. But if they knew, then our society wouldn't be all messed up. All messed up in the head. You understand? Because your educational curriculums would not be perpetuating lies and feeding people death. You understand? And then getting graded on how well you can regurgitate misinformation. We have to come to a point and place where we understand that we have a direct responsibility to that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us. We have a direct responsibility to the lineages that we have come through. We have a direct responsibility to those who have come through us and those who've yet to come. Our responsibility is not to a dang-gone flag. It's not to colors. You understand, all of the tenets of nationalism will not allow us to really become liberated beings. Liberation will only come when we individually care to be rightly aligned, to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, where we are accepting that our bodies are the temples for the dwellings of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, and we care to be re-enthroned in our temples for the glory of our own self-actualization, self-realization, harmonization with the will of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are indeed qualified for continuance in existence in light of and despite the fact that there has already been a condemnation issued upon these governments for the legislation and the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. A people who kill their children are a people who are destined to die. Well, baby, let them have a little bit of that. That ain't gonna hurt them. You understand? See, the issue with our elders is that when you have 40, 50, 60, 70 years, 80 years of the accumulation of nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, antibiotics, hormonal chemicals and residues, and the mucus from all the pancakes, the waffles, the biscuits, the breads, the croissants, the donuts, the cakes, the cookies and whatnot, that's why you have these ones who are out of their minds already. Because the veins and the arteries and the capillaries and the blood vessels are filled with this gunk that is becoming cancerous. You understand? We cannot follow this path when we see where it's leading. If your mother and father and grandmother and auntie and all of them came down with cancer and heart disease and diabetes and whatnot, then you can't eat the way that they've eaten all your life and avoid it. Your education is not going to circumvent your devastation as a result of being on the path of death. If our education educated us to be on the path of death, then understand it was more costly than it was worth. We have to be in a place and space where we know that life itself is school. And we're meeting our teachers and we're having our lessons with each and every relationship. And every day we have the opportunity to learn more so that we can become more, to learn more so that we are ever more edified in the light of the truth of the ones that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And intelligence is our birthright. And our right alignment with the forces of life and the intelligence of existence is the only way for us to truly, really prosper here. To be in a place where we're always experiencing more of the wealth of ourselves. And this is why we were told to seek first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all else would be added unto us. The righteousness is about the right use of the gifts that we've been given. The right use of our thoughts and our capacity for imagination and visualization, and the right use of our words to bless and to honor, the right use of our time and our talents and our energies so that we are always adding unto, blessing, enhancing, enriching, lifting, cultivating, shaping, exalting. The right use of our resources and our monies and all of that so that we are doing nothing to undermine anything or anybody for any reason at any time. So a death industry that is perpetuated in bringing all of this garbage forward feeds you the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, and all of this stuff in bottles and cans and all of these things. We have to come to a point and place where we care to be realigned in the integrity of who we be as intelligent beings. And intelligence does not kill itself. It doesn't undermine itself. It knows its food. It excretes its waste. It knows its time. It perpetuates itself. And it has a right response when it senses that its life is being threatened. Understand that our lives are ours to reclaim. Our bloodstream is ours to cleanse so that our spirits are renewed. And we are reborn in the light of the truth of the absolute and supreme presence that is all there is as existence itself. This is our time to rise. It is our time to step into the glory of the truth that we are already in the realm of eternity. As cosmic citizens, and as cosmic citizens, when the cosmic is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, then our responsibility is to accept our identity and the quality of life that is consistent with who we be as conscious immortal. We should not be dying. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
The Creator is the absolute presence and the absolute reality, and I am so very grateful and so very thankful for this opportunity to speak on behalf of it.
Of being conscious and conscientious, caring, considerate, reflective, meditative, contemplative, to really consider the oneness of life and to have our minds focused on the more fine and sublime things of our existence. So that we're rightly oriented in being respectful and reverencing, appreciative, filled with an attitude of gratitude and hearts overflowing with thanksgiving for the graciousness and the blessedness of our now time. And the time we see is moving quickly. And we know that everything changes. But the absolute and eternal laws and order never changes. We have the opportunity to harmonize ourselves with the forces of existence, the intelligences of existence, which cannot be defeated. We have the opportunity to be clarified, to really self-actualize, self-realize, to benefit from the gifts of intelligence, the realizations, the revelations of so many ones. There are so many ones who figured it out. Everybody has not been under inebriation and intoxication. You understand, there have always been ones who have lived, who've loved, who've cared, who grew, who unfolded in the light of themselves. And we should be harmonizing with that crew as opposed to us feeling entitled to be a detriment to ourselves and a blight upon the world. And it doesn't matter who signs your paychecks and what you're being paid to do, what you're on the planet to do, is to walk in the intelligence of who you are as an intelligent being. Always exalting a full life search, doing nothing to undermine yourselves or yourself, developing your talents, skills, and abilities, activating your DNA, invoking the greatness of the lineages that you represent, and being conscious. As man, the progenitor of lineages, as womb man, the perpetuator of lineages, and to know that we're here to create heaven on earth, because the earth is already in heaven. Love is the fulfillment of law. And everything that we experience is sunshine and rain and movement and the clouds and the breath, the air, is the evidence of the love that the intelligence of existence has for each of us. And so I come into a point and place where we will be loving. Because the only way to come to peace, and a lot of people talk about peace, you know, peace, peace, more peace. Peace is accomplished love. And love is the harmony of the truth. And the truth is that we are dwelling as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence in the midst, and by virtue of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And there's literally only one self. Yourself, myself, himself, herself, itself. It's only one. And the more we begin to really see it and understand it and embrace it and come to a point where if you truly deserve, or I'll say this, you truly deserve to be free. Because, see, that's one of the catchphrases that the government here, you know, exalts. And we go throughout the world bombing people and you know, selling war tools and this and that and facilitating their divisiveness and thinking that we could have real peace. We could never have any real peace here. And that's why so many people are dying. You know, there's no peace in the midst of such sickness, illness, and disease, and despair, and degradation, violation, incarceration, and all of that. No peace.
You know, Dr. King said America's the greatest purveyor of violence on the planet, and he was telling the truth way back then.
And the violence, you know, it's charged upon the blood as a result of eating violated beings. You understand? And those of you who say, well, you know, I gave up pork 20 years ago. And there are those who just, you know, they ain't giving up no pork. They continuously eating pork, the bacon, the sausage, the hot dogs, and all of this, you know, if it, and the mystery meats and all of this. All I'm saying is that, is, yeah, because, you know, you don't know what it is. And I'm saying, if you can eat the flesh of a pig, then you can eat the flesh of a person. We're made out of the same stuff. And you would never know the difference because you ain't taking no responsibility for cutting up and killing and freezing and doing any of it. So they could be literally serving you anything and anybody at any given point in time if you're foolish enough to be eating the flesh of somebody dead. Well, you know, sister, I gave up the beef. I gave up the pork 20 years ago. I've been off beef for quite a while. I gave up beef about 6 months ago. I'm just eating fish and chicken. And I have some turkey every now and again. I'm saying the fact that you can eat any of it and not be deathly ill is because of how much toxicity is still in your body. There are those who feel as though eating the chicken and the fish is better than eating the pork and the beef. And the fact that it still has to rot in your system because we do not have the hydrochloric acid to liquefy it. And you do not have the digestive enzymes to digest it. So it literally has to decay and decompose in your system. And the thing that helps it are the worms and the organisms and the bacteria that's in there. But the thing is that these creatures are intelligent beings. And they are exalting a full life's urge. And they are feeding off of the stuff that you can't digest. But they are also mating, leaving their eggs, and leaving their waste in your bloodstream, in your body tissues. And this is one of the reasons why a lot of people have such high blood pressure and can't get rid of it, is because you can't just change the diet and cleanse from the accumulation of all of this plaque and mucus and chemicals. And there are those who give up the meat and think that you can have a pizza, and the pizza is cheese pizza. So you got cheese and dough, cheese and bread. You understand? And then you wonder why you're snoring all night long. You can't hardly breathe. I'm just saying, we got the sleep apnea and whatnot. Some couples, y'all know how it is. You can't sleep. You just snore. y'all so polite, you're not going to say nothing, but you're miserable. You can't hardly sleep. You can't wake up. By the time you get to sleep, it's time to get up because he done snored all night. She done snored all night. I'm just saying. But y'all eating all of this stuff that is blocking your bronchioles, your lungs, your sinuses, and all of this. And now, with the pollen coming forward, and y'all didn't take my advice, because what was I telling you? I was telling you all fall and winter long to change your frequency and eat more fruit and vegetation so that by spring, you would be strong. You understand? Nah, but y'all, did you listen? I need you to realize this third Sunday gathering is to really support us in really taking full control of our lives, our health, our wellness, and knowing how to heal. All right? And this session is for the men as well as the women, the sisters as well as the brothers. You understand? Families, husbands, wives, whatever. But the bottom line is that those of you who've been listening for quite a while and you have yet to make the full commitment. And then you're around people who don't really care whether you commit or not. They want to see you continue to do what you've been doing because misery loves company. You understand? Once you stop doing what everybody else is doing, they're going to wonder, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? It was good enough for us. What you mean you don't want to eat no pork chops? We've been eating pork chops all our lives. I really want to talk to you about the fish and the seafood, because the sea creatures, because y'all think that you're doing yourselves a favor by eating the fish. Some of you are in this thought that I don't care what you say, I'm going to keep eating my fish, and I'm going to keep eating my chicken and all of that. And all of that is fine, because I'm not going to have to be there when you're in the hospital with all this cancer and heart disease. I don't have to be there. I don't have to go to your funeral. Most of you I don't know anyway. I'm just saying that the issue is that the fish is more toxic than just about anything that you could eat, and you ain't doing yourselves a favor, okay? And so you have to be the one who's accountable when you look at yourself and you take off them clothes and get butt naked. Let's talk about that, taking off them clothes and getting butt naked and what you see in the mirror there and these bulges and these marks and all of that. All of that gunk y'all holding up, I'm just saying is that at some point we got to really be real about what this is, because your body is the temple for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living God and Goddess. And there is no way that we can truly prosper when we take whatever amount of cash flow is fiat currency and what we call money and then buy stuff, buy dead things, and then feed off of it. It undermines our own life currency. So we have to understand the law that is working here. So when we are facilitating, perpetuating the degradation and the violation of other beings and then feed off of their carcasses and bring this poison into our systems, there's no way that you can work enough to really prosper, because there is no amount of money that is greater than you and the functioning of your organs, your glands. And so the fish is not good. Why? Because you get so much accumulation of the residues from the meat industry in the fish, because they are dumping the feces from the slaughterhouses into the streams and the waterways. And the feces is saturated with the chemicals that they sprayed on the animals' food. And so many of you are now talking about GMO this and GMO that. And I'm saying is that you got so much GMO from the food that went to feed the animals. Because when you have a people who are trying to feed 370 million people on one continent and have a vibration where, I need some music under me, the vibration where everybody's trying to eat 3 square meals a day, right? So that you get up in the morning and you have in your sausage and what else do they do? Bacon. I haven't dealt with it in such a long time. Yeah, your sausage and eggs and grits and sometimes people get up and they're eating bread and cheese. Yeah, and McMuffins and stuff, all of the stuff, right? Right, and then your coffee and cigarettes. Yeah, people have to tell me. I forgot. But whatever that is y'all doing, that putting all this stuff, so your body is perfect. Let me hear everybody say, my body is perfect. Let me hear you. Your body is perfect. Let me hear you say it again. My body is perfect. Let me hear you say, I am designed divinely. And I am divinely designed. And that's why y'all got all of this excess waste, because your body is divinely designed, and therefore it doesn't recognize all of this stuff that you're putting in it. It can't use it, so it's just storing. There's no place for it to go, because it's not water, it's not minerals, it's not light, it's sludge. So your blood becomes sludge. How many of you on blood thinners? In my studio audience, ain't nobody in my studio audience on no blood thinners. These people, right? These are the ones I got to get them on to give their testimonial. You know, and I see the difference. Look at his face. Yeah, he's looking. Yeah, he's looking. He's looking. Y'all can't heal. You can't heal if you can't cleanse. See, the cleansing is the prerequisite for the healing. That's how come they're having to give you all of these medications to keep you from feeling the pain and suffering so much. So they just deaden your nerve endings. You understand? They just cut off the neurological signals that's going from your brain through your spinal column into your nerve endings and stuff so that you don't feel nothing. And you think you're just going on, then you put your coffee on top of that, and your cigarettes on top of that, then you do your beer. I don't know. And this is why y'all crashing on the highway, because you got all of these things going on. But let me hear you say, my body is designed divinely. Divinely. Absolutely. And so now, understanding the divinity of your design, right? When you give up meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, crayfish, crab, lobster, sardines, and tuna. You understand? Because some people think, oh, well, I'm just doing tuna. That tuna, man, is crazy. It's so full of mercury and so full of stuff. These big, big fish that they're slaughtering, they're creating blood baths in the ocean. So I'm just saying is that we have to come to a point where we will not support it, we will not tolerate it, and we will not bring these violated creatures into our bodies. It's about how we think. If you really want to have access to the divinity of your existence, the abundance of all there is, then you have to do it God's way. The way of order, the way of love, the way of light, the way of wisdom, and that which allows you to be harmonized with the truth. It says, know the truth and be free. And so when we are doing that work, then we really get the benefit. And I've been in this for quite some time. And this is why I am always having a conversation about it because there's nothing else that I could talk about that makes sense when I got people around me sick. You understand? And you got people around you sick. And y'all listen to me and you don't feel good. You got all kinds of prescription bottles and this and that around you. And I'm just saying that you have a number for life support so that you know how to create the most expeditious cellular clearing, cleansing, purification, consciousness expansion possible, and healing and wholeness for the least amount of time and the least amount of money. And your number for life support is 678-760-9299. I'm the one to remind you that you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. There is nothing that you cannot accomplish when you are completely committed to being in the intelligence of who and what you are. You understand that the world has divided us up as races and nations and colors and religions and this and that. We are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. So is the fish, so is the rat, so is the cat, so is the dog, so is the monkey, so is the bat, so is all of the creatures that these people are eating. This thing is going on all over the world. And so when we on this North American continent get a grip and come to a point where we won't support it and we start clearing and cleansing, do you realize that we will begin to truly tap into the infinity of possibilities? That there is no problem that we could face that we would not be able to bring forward solution. There is no questions that would go unanswered. That we have to understand that we just can't depend upon other ones and give thanks for all of the other ones who took the time to consider and to meditate and reflect and ask and knock and seek and then give us the benefit of their findings, of their experiences, of their truth. But we have our own gifts to give. And this is the time for us to begin to do it. It's now. And the sisterhood, women of all hues, have added duty, obligation, and responsibility because when you look at how much meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, Kool-Aid, sodas, and whatnot that you bought and purchased and gave to your children, to your husband, to your grandchildren, I mean, and then you see the disease, you see the autism, you see all of this stuff that's happening, but you don't want to take responsibility. Who are you going to blame? Coca-Cola did not force you to drink that product. You understand? Or there's 59 other products. Nobody forced us to do it. But we have to have a mindset. And that's why when I started this 40 years ago, I realized that the money in it, you're talking multi-trillion dollar business and economy that is a world economy, undermining the cellular functioning of everything and everybody. We are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Now is our time to rise. And so you being the one that you are, having the opportunity to lose the weight, the waste, you understand, and you can lose a pound to three a day and keep it off forever. What does that mean? That means in 30 days, you could have lost a minimum of 30 pounds and never gain it back. By just honoring the functioning of your being. And for those of you who say, well, I've always been heavy, I say, well, you've always been eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar. You've always been keeping all this stuff. All right, once you stop doing that, I guarantee your body's going to start cleansing. And I teach you how to open up the elimination so that you are able to get these toxins out of your system. You understand? So I don't know, you know, who you're listening to. But I guarantee you that if you get serious about walking in the divinity of yourself and you start now or continue and have the opportunity to do it for 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, you're going to walk the face of this earth as some of the most dynamic people on the planet. Why would you not want that? We have to be able to outthink a system that undermines us. We have to be able to outthink a people who would rather we function as a dead people so that they can prosper off of our sickness, our illness, our disease through the pharmaceuticals, the surgeries, the caskets, the graveyards, and all of that. I'm just saying, multi-trillion dollar business in death, really? By law, it's going to end in death for everybody who participates. But the earth, as well as the sun and the moon and the planets and the stars and whatnot, we are still all in motion as the heaven. So doing our work in exalting a full life served, honoring life, the right of all other beings to have the right to their lives. And see, the issue is they've got so many carcasses hanging in these meat lockers that they don't have to kill another creature. They got enough dead creatures for y'all to eat for the next 20, 30 years already. But why would you want it? And people go hunting and say, oh, it's all went along. You're going to eat from the carcass of an animal for months. It never came back to life. That means it's deader and deader and deader. Yeah, but they like it when the rot starts getting up in there. Yeah, the bacteria that create the rot helps tenderize the meat. I don't know who I'm talking to, and y'all may never have heard me before, but know that I'm the one that really cares that we show up the way that we're supposed to in the light of being supremely intelligent. And intelligence is, whether it's the little bird that got her nest in front of my door for the third year in a row, you know, enjoying being in her nest. And she's set it situated in such a way where the winds could blow, the rain. She's situated. She got herself together. It's so beautiful. And I'm just saying that, you know, we have to come to a point where we respect the intelligence of existence. It has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody. And the cows and the pigs and the turkeys and the chickens and the fish are intelligent enough to be in fear, frustration, anguish, and angst when they realize that their lives are being threatened and they're being trapped and they're being caught and they're being hooked and they're being killed. And all of that fear and frustration and pain and anguish is permeated on the tissues of their body that you all are consuming. And now we got bipolarism and schizophrenia and all of these psychoses because we're eating dead animals. As these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, we can do better. It's our time to rise. This is Adama.